amma ba'd. We're just reciting the Salat al-Isha, part of Surah Fussilat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Fussilat, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. He says, what's better? What is something that's more rewarding than دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ, calling people to Islam, or delivering the message of Islam to people. In other words, there is absolutely nothing more important in our lifetime than delivering the right message of Islam to people. SubhanAllah, in the last khutbah, the last ceremony of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Mecca, about 100,000 Muslims attending this khutbah, the last khutbah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam listed all of the points that he wanted to convey to the ummah, to the people that actually were present at the moment, he told them something very important. He said, أَلَا فَلْيُبَلِّغْ الْحَاضِرْ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبِ. He said, now since you heard my words, it becomes a duty and a responsibility on every single one of you to convey my message to the next generations. So since this moment, every single Muslim shares that responsibility, all of us. Giving da'wah or delivering the message of Islam is not limited to the scholars and the mashayikh. It's not limited to the scholars. It is a responsibility of every single one. SubhanAllah, if you open, but before I go into this, I want to ask you a question. What is the ingredient in the message of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the fundamental ingredient in the messenger's da'wah? What is the most essential, what is the core of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's da'wah? What do you guys think? What was so essential in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's da'wah? How did he convey the da'wah? Yes. Tawheed, that's the risalah, that's the message, right? But what actually attracted people to Islam through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? His akhlaq, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. My dear brothers and sisters, that's why we're saying that da'wah is not limited to the scholars and the ulama and the imams and the khutbas and the speeches and the classes. Delivering the message of Islam through good character, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had an exceptional character. The way he deals with others, his integrity, his patience, his honesty, His way of dealing with the poor, with the needy, that what actually attracted people to La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, which is the message. Now, if you open any fiqh book, any kitab fiqh, you will find that first sections. The first section is kitab al-tahara, purification. Then salah, then siyam, then hajj. And then there is a whole section that's called فقه المعاملات. فقه المعاملات. The fiqh of the interaction with others. Under this, you will find how to get married, how to get divorced, how to get khula, how to deal with business transactions, everything that has to do with human interaction. That's a fundamental section in kutub al-fiqh, in the books of fiqh. Why? Because this is the core of our religion. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said a hadith that reported by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, narrated that hadith. He said, "Innama bu'ithtu li'utammima makarim al-akhlaq." I am here to perfect a good character. Subhanallah. A couple of days ago, that one inspired me to talk about this subject today. A brother who wanted to sell out his car. So he listed up his car on Facebook Marketplace. And he has put an amount for his car. He said, I want to sell my car for $18,000. He listed his car up. Somebody reached out to him. He wanted to buy this car from him. This brother is Muslim. And the one who is, you know, the buyer is not Muslim. So the guy came to him, checked out the car. He loved the car. He wanted the car. So he said, you know, I want to buy the car from you, but there is a problem. The bank is closing in 5 minutes, so it looks like we're not going to be able to actually make the transaction now. What if we actually make that transaction tomorrow? So the Muslim brother told him, okay, I will actually come tomorrow and we will get the deal done. But the buyer got a little bit worried that maybe the Muslim can get a better deal so he can actually sell out his car. So he told him, do you promise me? Would you promise me that you will keep your car for me? And the Muslim brother told him, yes, I promise you that I will keep the car for you until tomorrow. It's like, khalas. They left. The buyer got a little worried. He really wanted to know if the seller would actually sell the car if he gets a better offer. So he actually logged in from different account on Facebook and reached out to him and told him, I want to buy your car for $20,000. So the Muslim brother responded to his text, and he did not know that he's the same person. He told him, I'm sorry, but the car is taken. The car is sold. The next day, the non-Muslim brother came to the seller here, to the Muslim, and told him, you know, it was so interesting seeing you rejecting an offer that's actually higher. You can easily make a couple of thousand dollars on the spot. Why would you even do that? And the Muslim told him, there is nothing really special I did. The Prophet, our Prophet, he has taught us to be a man with word. If I promise you something, I will keep my word. It's as simple as this. By Allah, this non-Muslim brother, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide him. Wallahi, since that day, he kept searching about who this messenger is, who this prophet is, that will have an impact on his followers to the point that they will reject money. You know, like in corporate or in the world that we live in now, money is, you know, something that is not negotiable. Money and character, I will pick the money. This is how it is now. And so seeing somebody who's actually, you know, sticking to his values and the character of the Prophet ﷺ, embodying the character of Prophet ﷺ, was actually bizarre in the time and life that we live in right now. So my dear brothers and sisters, wallahi, that is the best way of delivering Islam to others. No matter how much knowledge you have, maybe you have no knowledge at all, maybe you have tons of knowledge, if your actions matching the values and the principles of Islam, wallahi, that will be the fastest way to attract every single one who lives in this planet to Islam. This is a fact. And we've seen this throughout the history. Just for the sake of time, there's a paper by Yaqeen Institute, a beautiful paper actually. I ask everybody to check it out, and how Islam grew, how people were attracted to Islam. One of these, you know, ways, essential ways that attracted many people to Islam is through tijara, business. You know, like in corporate, they say they have a whole thing that's called work ethics. It's basically Islamic values. You know, because we live in a time that we're desperate to see somebody with good character, we're trying now to instill laws just to make sure that people have honesty and people have integrity. We are carrying this message. And what's so unique about it, that this message doesn't change throughout time. You know, regardless of the society changes, regardless of the people changes, regardless of the ethnicity, regardless of the people's nationalities, this message is the same. That is something so unique and powerful. And that's what's attracting people to Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me and you among those who will be ambassadors of La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. Jazakum Allah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.